in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
Every time I hear that opener, I know that that is a testimony, a cheer for free speech. Now, many of us are putting an awful lot of hope in Elon Musk restoring free speech, the freedom of speech, both the spirit and the letter of the law. Because if it's utility, and we've had those discussions, then why are the utilities deciding who's allowed to express themselves and who's not, including the President of the United States, whether he wants to be on Twitter or not, to to cut off the President of the United States is astoundingly chutzpahmatic. Can I say that word? I don't even know what it means. I just created it. Chutzpah has made it into the general lexicon. Yiddish is the only language where phlegm is a consonant, chutzpah. But chutzpahdik means, boy, what guts Twitter had to not only censor the President of the United States because they didn't like him, but censor anybody else who supported him. And so, yes, we are cheering at least the hope, the promise that the whole notion of the freedom of speech can be restored with a mere $44 billion of Elon Musk. You know, it's so interesting. The left thought Elon Musk walked on water. They loved him, adored him because he was making electric cars. I didn't spend a lot of time worrying or thinking about Elon Musk. I don't really care. I mean, I don't want an electric car. And if he wants to make them, guess what? That's fine with me. But isn't it interesting how even people that can walk on water today, last Thursday, they hate and despise if they go off the reservation. Now, I don't think Elon Musk cares whether the left likes him or not, but let's drill down a little and see why the left hates him. Let's see. Because he's a champion of free speech, because he said he wants to restore free speech to Twitter. I don't know. Last I checked, that was a fundamental, basic idea of the founding of America. And that leads one to wonder, are the fundamental principles that built America, are they under attack? Well, yes, they are under attack. And the people attacking them are not ashamed that they are no longer for free speech. In fact, they've even persuaded some formerly reasonable people, and this is very disturbing to me, people that I know and have known who claim to be independent, free-minded. I guess that's not allowed anymore either. They have been persuaded in the most base and debauched sort of way, what a good word, that certain ideas, certain speech is dangerous. Oh, it's so dangerous. We will not allow you to hear it, see it, speak it, think it. Everything about that idea is contrary and an atrocity to everything America has stood for. It is abusive of the very notion of America, which is what I'm doing right now. I'm spouting off, and I have endeavored to change the whole view of spouting off I am sorry, I haven't got a cough button. I got crud in the back of my throat, and I apologize. I've endeavored to change the whole idea of spouting off as something positive, as something uncensored, as something that is great to say what's on your mind. I'm not against diplomacy, mind you. You know, it's always good to be diplomatic if you have something that might be hurtful. But if you are choked up and can't speak because you're afraid somebody's not going to like you, or you're not virtue signaling enough, or you've decided that certain ideas are simply not allowed. Like if you think ivermectin is something that could help, and it's been proven to help, but suddenly you're not allowed to think that. You're not allowed to buy it. You're not allowed to try alternative methods of medicine if they're not approved by your government. Is there anything American about that? Well, exercising my first Amendment rights, I dashed off the shortest article I think I've ever written, called Double Talk on Free Speech. And it uses as a jumping off place an article, because sometimes I like to comment on other articles, so I'll put the link on that article. So you just go to my website, KarenKataline.com, Kataline spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. And I happen to see this article by, I'm going to give them credit, Based Politics, Hannah Cox, Brad Palumbo. And the headline is, Obama makes it clear the left isn't going to tolerate free speech anymore. So in this article, this is just astonishing, but it's not, because it's always the usual suspects. The 44th president of the United States now claims he is a free speech absolutist. But also, almost in the same breath, he goes on to advocate straight up censorship, as the entire left and the Democrats, the hard left, which controls the Democrat Party now, are now saying that speech is dangerous and we need to protect free speech by controlling speech. You get that? Now, this is the kind of double talk that the left has been famous for years now. They did it on COVID. They're doing it on the war. Is there anything that they are plain spoken about? No, because they want you to believe up is down, left is right, black is white, in is out. Everything that is common sense and self-evident to you, you are supposed to ignore because, well, we said so. It's probably verboten to ask this question, I wrote, but who gets to decide what speech is dangerous? Do they ever let you ask that question? See, what they're not saying is what's the truth. They're going to deem your opinion as dangerous, and therefore they're going to censor it. It's the same way they use branding and labeling stereotypes like everything you say is racist. We want to cancel America, therefore all of America, the entire country, is racist. We want to cancel our historic monuments and they're racist. Never mind Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln. We don't care. What we really want to do is cancel and erase America. And all we got to do, as I've written before, is to call it racist, brand it dangerous, which is the same thing. And voila, we get to shut it down. Now, the really chutzpahdick thing of all, the greatest chutzpah, is to call that protecting free speech. So remember that appalling and disgusting sentence that George Bush said, we have to save, in order to save capitalism, we have to temporarily suspend capitalism. It's like saying, we got to protect your liberty by taking it away. It's like being a little bit pregnant. Yes, we are being confronted with an astonishing amount of propaganda. And one of them is that ideas, thoughts are dangerous. Opinions are dangerous. Alternative medicine is dangerous. Remember when the left loved alternative medicine? My God, they're the ones that started health food stores. They're the ones who said, I don't want to drink tap water. They are the ones who have used all kinds of alternative methods of health, but now suddenly they are four square on the bandwagon that you can't use any other method of recovery from a nasty flu except the ones we tell you to. Now, regardless of how much the information is coming out, and I don't want to go down the ugly little primrose path once again, but I could, of COVID, you know, COVID porn, COVID. That is the topic on which the government gets to control your life, right? They don't care if you use alternative methods for, God forbid, cancer or any other ailment you might have. Maybe you have a little arthritis. Maybe you have gout. They don't care about telling you there's only one method to recover. But COVID, yes, because they're going to scare the big Moses out of you if you don't do what they say. You'd better do what they say. And if you do something different, you're dangerous. If you use ivermectin, you're dangerous. Laugh, be mocked. Now, it's true. I guess our 44th president of the United States is a free speech absolutist for himself and those who agree with him, but not for anyone else. He's an absolutist for himself. Whatever he says goes. If people agree with him, if they believe his phony narrative, if they do as they're told, he's a free speech absolutist, not for anyone else. Who is still buying this brave new world that they are trying to hoist upon us? And is that a dangerous question, too? Are we allowed to question our betters and find out why they've been lying, cheating, and stealing from us? Now, was that an outrageous thing to say? I am old enough to remember, and I apologize, I have used this analogy before, when the Iron Curtain was a frightening thought, that behind the Iron Curtain, the old Soviet Union, speech is controlled. Speech is approved or not approved by the government. And why do they care so much about that? You know why, ladies and gentlemen? Because it is through your speech, language, the press, and ideas themselves, your very thoughts in your own head, that's how they maintain control. There has never been a communist Marxist regime that has not tried to control speech, the media, and communications. That's the first thing they knock out. So I'm using a little reverse logic here to tell you, if you want to know whether there's a totalitarian, authoritarian regime in the offing, ask yourself, do they allow free speech? How much is the government in control of your life? That's another totalitarian regime. Or as Dennis Prager has so well put, the bigger the citizen, the smaller the government. The bigger the government, the smaller the citizen. That's why we like restrained government, ladies and gentlemen, so as to prevent this kind of totalitarian master rule that says you will do as I say. I don't have time to tell you a story, a very depressing story about somebody who got bullied because he was offered a scholarship to a law school. A friend of mine told me this story this morning, and he fought against taking the jab. He tried to get a religious dispensation. He was refused. He got a full boat scholarship to go to law school in New York, and he waited until the last day and then got bullied and intimidated into taking the jab because he wanted so badly to go to law school and be a lawyer like his dad was, whom he lost at the age of 16. This kind of exploitation and cruelty to citizens is happening every day, every day. So I see positive, I see a lot of things happening that are positive. There's a lot of fight back. Bravo, Elon Musk. I love watching the left lose their cookies about that. We'll just have to see and keep our powder dry on whether or not Elon Musk can restore free speech on Twitter, and maybe that will be a new trend. Boy, we hope so. I have a tremendous guest who is going to be with me for the duration of the program. He's so important. His name is Larry Klayman. I'll tell you about him when we come back. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off, and spouting off is a good thing. We'll be back here on WSMN right after this.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
One of the things that I really like about MyPillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Call or go online to take advantage of my best offer ever. For a limited time, when you use your promo code, you can get premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's right, only $29.98. That's the lowest price ever. I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
When I got my pillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
My pillow has a 10-year warranty. It's machine washable and dryable, and I back them with my 60-day money-back guarantee. Call or go online now to take advantage of my best offer ever. Use the promo code to get queen-size premium My Pillows regularly $69.98 for only $29.98. Get king-size My Pillows for just $5 more. It's the lowest price ever. This is a limited-time offer and not available in stores. Don't delay. Order now. With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Yeah.
me okay?
Just move that.
I don't change it.
Welcome back. We had a little burp. That's what we had. We had a little burp there. You know, technology is a beautiful thing, isn't it? Technology. just when you think all is well in the world and you can get it done. That is. First, I got to do this one thing for Art. Okay? Art, this is for you. Are you ready? I'm going. Call 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM, R-A-M. That's 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM. The reason I did that is because that's the commercial that you didn't get to hear because we had a commercial blip. What we are waiting for right now is Larry Klayman, who is on. You got that, right, right, Art? And that very good. Very good. We got it. And that's what we need. Now, apologies for the delay in having Larry Klayman with us. And he is something special. And so, it's terrible that we had just a little bit of a shortage here. Let me find his bio here as everything is rebooting. Larry Klayman, author of It Takes a Counter Revolution. Wake up, America! Klayman is founder and former chairman of the successful nonprofit foundation, Judicial Watch, and current chairman of Freedom Watch. Welcome, Larry Klayman. Thanks for your understanding. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure.
Yeah, I requested you special because we are in such extraordinary times, and you've been in this fight for, well, ever. You started Judicial Watch, and it has been more challenging than ever to preserve liberty. Tell us about this terrific book, which satirically mocks It Takes a Village by Hillary Clinton, and your book, much better, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America.
Well, thank you. Well, I actually wrote the first version last year. It was called It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. In other words, stop being entertained by what's going on. Get up off the couch and let's get to work to save the country with concrete measures, not just protests or boycotts or whatever. Strong, strong measures. Now, things got much worse in the last year and a half under Biden and under Harris, and the radical left took total control of our country. And therefore, I did a sequel, and it's called It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. And in that book, I go through the root causes of why we're in the shape that we're in. It's not just the left coming up with a six-part plan to destroy the country. Number one, use COVID-19 as an excuse to take total control, a virtual dictatorship over the people, or use the Justice Department, my once proud alma mater, and FBI, as a Gestapo to quell dissent, or to dump trillions of dollars into the economy to create a disincentive to work and to destroy capitalism, or to destroy Judeo-Christian values, erasing the distinction between a man and a woman, and pushing perverted sexual ideologies and practices onto children, such as transsexualism and transgenderism and homosexuality and the sort, and destroying the military, and of course opening our borders to drug traffickers, human traffickers, terrorists, and the like. The left set out to destroy the country. And that way they take it down to ground zero. They take total control. And they put us basically behind virtual bars. Thomas Jefferson said that federal judges and Supreme Court justices who were there to protect us, in other words, there's no rule of law anymore, because the judges won't stand up to the tyranny of the other two branches of government. But Jefferson said, unelected, unaccountable to the people, mm-hmm. he was against Article III judges, would become despots and tyrants, causing us to shed the blood of patriots and tyrants yet again about every 20 years. I'm trying to avoid that. And that's why I'm recommending that we take our legal system back, like our founding fathers did, like the colonialists did. We have citizens' grand juries. We are holding the elite accountable for violating the law, including Joe Biden. We're going to be trying him in a few weeks for bribery from communist China, Russia, and Ukraine before President Zelensky came to power. And we are also have a Third Continental Congress. And you can see all of this, not just by reading my book, but go to freedomwatchusa.org, where you can get my book, that we need to declare independence and form a new government, not a new nation. This government is totally corrupt to the core, and that's what the people saw on January 6th, however peaceful it was, and it was 99.9% peaceful. The fact is, the American people had had enough, and this was a warning shot across the bow that if we don't shape up, you know, violent revolution will probably, you know, come to pass in this country.
God forbid.
It did in France. Yeah.
And just as an aside, you know, because you watch this stuff, as do I, that they used as a sting operation government alphabet agencies, FBI, CIA, to invite people into a sting in order to put them in solitary confinement. And then anybody who even said it's okay to protest, to constitutionally protest, they're no longer eligible to run for office, including Donald Trump. I mean, it's so brazen that they want to rule with an iron fist now, and they're using January 6th to do it. There's so many other questions, but I just had to throw that in.
They're using every method that they have to do it, even beyond that. But what is really the most frightening, and this is what my book deals with primarily, because I've been a lawyer in the legal system now for going on 45 years. I know the corruption. No one sees it like I do, because I've been bringing cases where I see how these judges just pervert or you know, abdicate their responsibility and their oath of office to carry out what they were put there to do.
Right.
Without federal judges in particular and Supreme Court justices that will stand in the stead for the American people, what choice do we have other than revolution? What choice do we have?
It's a terrifying thought, but we're living in terrifying times. Let's deconstruct this just a little bit, because those of us who don't understand the legal system as well as you do are watching the way that George Soros and others who hates America, and now it's his four sons. I mean, what is he, 95 now? And he has bankrolled judges and secretaries of state to do basically subversive things to America. What do you know about that? Because we have a lot of judges not reliable, not going according to the Constitution.
Right. He's funded district attorneys who allow criminals to go free, to run through our streets, killing and maiming. He has funded so-called media entities like Media Matters that destroy people with defamatory publications that are conservative and people of faith and people that believe in a vision of our founding fathers. He has funded radical environmental groups that use that as a pretext to seize property of American citizens. My clients, Clive and Bundy and his family, are one example. The famous standoff at Bunkerville, which was successful, and Bundy's were indicted for that. Ultimately, the indictment dismissed. I represented them in that case, among others. He's everywhere. Soros. And I'm a Jewish Christian, okay? I'm a Christian who is very proud of his Jewish heritage. But Soros is a self-hating Jew, and that's not anti-Semitic. He hates his own people, and he's a Marxist, even though he admittedly profits from capitalistic economies. And during World War II, him and his surrogate father, because he was hidden, confiscated the property of fellow Jews going to their death in gas chambers and ovens. And then when he was interviewed by Steve Cross on CBS, you know, decades later, he says, I have no remorse for that. Doesn't bother me at all. So this is what you're dealing with. You're dealing with the devil. This is the devil. He's one of the disciples. So, you know, that we find ourselves in that situation, and we have to fight these people peacefully and legally. We cannot let them get away with what they're doing, how they've destroyed this country. And Soros' stooges, you know, are Biden and Harris and Pelosi and Schumer. And then on the Republican side, what do you have? You have basically a worthless Republican Party that simply raises money. How many emails are you getting every day, including from Trump? I get 16 emails a day from him or more.
Gee, what bliss are you on? I don't get 16, but I don't want to get 16.
Maybe you feel slighted.
That's right.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to take a very quick break because we had a long break we didn't expect. So we're going to take a really quick break. I want to focus on this third Constitutional Congress. And pardon me?
Sorry, somebody broke into my phone.
Oh, I am sorry.
Okay.
Let's hope it wasn't too painful. When we come back, I want to talk about this Constitutional Congress because a lot of people do not know that you not only can you do that, but does it have any teeth? We'll find that out from Larry Klayman when we come back. You're listening to Spouting Off here on 1590 AM WSMN and 95.3 FM Nashua, New Hampshire. Stay with us.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Are you tired of the same old snacks? Looking for something a little healthier than that bag of chips or candy bar? Even your average bag of trail mix these days is little more than peanuts, raisins, and candy-coated chocolate. Not very healthy, is it? Allow me to introduce you to White Mountain Munchies. Made from 100% all-natural ingredients, White Mountain Munchies combines unique flavors with nutritional value that will tingle your taste buds and strengthen and sustain your overall health and wellness. Eating good never tasted so good. From Maggie's Maple Madness to Hannah's Heavenly Harvest, Grayson's Getaway Goodies, and our limited edition Christmas blend, Jacoby's Jolly Jumble, White Mountain Munchies offers nutritious and delicious snacks that the whole family is sure to love. Pick yours up now through our easy-to-use online store at whitemountainmunchies.com. White Mountain Munchies, non-GMO when you're on the go.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back to Spouting Off. We're talking with the wonderful Larry Klayman, been around for, a long time, always fighting for liberty and the Constitution. Thank you for staying with us, Larry Klayman.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you. So, talk about this third Constitutional Congress. Does it have any teeth? What is it going to entail, and how can people participate?
It's the Third Continental Congress. The Second Continental Congress is the Congress that passed the Declaration of Independence. So we went back last July 5th and 6th, and we began this process. Our goal is to declare independence again, because as it says in the beginning of our Declaration of Independence, I think the most beautiful document ever written, it incorporates the Bible in essence.
Mm-hmm.
When in the course of human events, I'm paraphrasing, mm-hmm. the sovereign, the rulers, no longer represent the people under the laws of nature and nature's God, not the law of the state, not the law of the king. The people have a God-given right to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government by and for the people with equal rights for everyone in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. Our government no longer represents us. They represent themselves. We see that. And we see it, you know, from the Democrats. I mean, they're a conglomeration of radical socialists, communists, atheists, radical Muslims, radical members of the Marxian Jewish left, radical feminists, radical gays, lesbians, transgenders, and transsexuals, and radical blacks. And most of the people in these groups are decent people. You know, we may not agree with their lifestyle and such, but they're to be left alone. But the radicals have seized total control. And on the other side of the coin, you have a Republican Party, as we talked about just before the break, mm-hmm. which most of what it does is fundraising. And then you see these Republicans come on TV, like Tom Cotton and others with a sick smile. They're happy about what's going on, that the country's been nearly destroyed in a year and a half, because they think that's going to get them power again and, of course, more money to raise.
Or they sold out to some very sinister forces that we don't yet know about. Isn't that possible?
That, too. Well, look at Mitch McConnell over in the Senate.
That's
who
right.
has become a multimillionaire thanks to his wife's family's connections to the Chinese Politburo.
Yeah.
In Beijing. And then look at Kevin McCarthy, who's a complete idiot, who mm-hmm. is the minority leader in the House, who now just got caught lying about when he denied that he wanted Trump to resign over January 6th. And he's the idiot on the Government Reform Committee who said during the Benghazi investigation that the Republicans were just doing a political hit on Hillary. The guy's an idiot. He's almost as stupid as Biden. He doesn't have an excuse in terms of age, you know. So this is what you're dealing with. We need a new government, not a new country. We need new leaders. There are leaders out there. I think, and I'm starting a new political party, a separate organization called the New American Independence Party. And so far, I've been impressed with Governor DeSantis in Florida. So far. I don't know if he's for real or not. We'll see. But we need somebody who doesn't just shoot his mouth off, but who actually does something.
Well, I take it you don't like Trump. Would you support Trump if he chose to run in 2024?
Only if he ran against Biden and that was the choice. I think that President Trump did good things. I was, in effect, his de facto law firm in many ways, even though I was kept away from him because of issues with Roger Stone and my client, Jerry Corsi. Stone tried to destroy Corsi.
Ah, George. I mean, Jerry Corsi.
Yeah.
What a good guy.
But I think President Trump's time has come. I mean, we thank him for what he did. Come and gone. You know, I believe that there was fraud, but I believe that Trump would have won if he had simply controlled his mouth. And we need people now who can unite the American
you
people.
Do? This is the first thing on which you and I disagree. You think his mouth, does that mean you don't think that there was hanky-panky in the last election?
No, I do. I do, but I think he would have won regardless of it. I think he would have won. And he probably did win. But let me give you an example of the issues that I have. I get 16 emails every day or more. You know, buy me a plane. Pay this to go to my dinner. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the money. American people need the money themselves right now. There are many people that feel this way. And then on top of it, he's not going to be able to run because the Democrats are vicious. They're dishonest. They're going to indict him.
But wouldn't they be vicious to anyone, anybody who was effective, anybody who stands in the way of this global socialist Marxist Great Reset? They're going to try and destroy. It doesn't matter. Trump was just the place setter for anybody.
I agree, but let me just say this. You know, just in the last few weeks, Trump has asked Putin to help him gather information to use against Biden again. Okay, now that might be okay if Putin wasn't the modern day Hitler committing a Holocaust in Ukraine. But that lack of judgment to actually ask that, even if you're joking, is not presidential. And we need somebody who I think is presidential, more like Ronald Reagan right now, who can reach out. And, you know, you're not going to get everybody on your side. Nobody's on my
side. It stands to reason just exactly what's going on in Ukraine. I am Jewish, too. And a lot of people say we're supposed to, the Jewish community should just support Zelensky because he happens to be Jewish and he was a stand-up comic. No, 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 no. There's way too much propaganda going on this war to know exactly what's happening.
Well, here's the thing,
though,
and I understand.
Set that aside if you want.
I have friends that are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
But I'm working backwards. Okay. I'm looking at all the civilian people, the women and the children and others who are being killed, slaughtered like a Holocaust. I don't support anybody because they're Jewish. I never have. And that's not my way of thinking. But you are dealing here with a new Holocaust.
The only thing I would say, Larry, is this. It is always the little people, the peasants, the little guys like you and I, you are a little guy in the sense that I'm talking about, that get played as pawns while this chess game plays out. The question is, how culpable is the American government for being a nation state for Ukraine? We already know that Biden was doing business with Ukraine a long time ago. So is his son. So the question is, who's really using the poor Ukrainian people as pawns?
Well, let's say that's true. Let's say that's true. I don't believe it to be true. We have a difference of opinion here.
I don't know either. Okay.
We made an agreement with Ukraine when they gave back their nuclear weapons to Russia after Soviet Union disintegrated and it became Russia, that we would defend them. Okay, so the ramifications for the half-hearted effort that Biden and company have put in. Now that the Ukrainians are potentially winning, you know, Johnny come lately. Okay, now we're going to try to get them to win the war. But Biden actually wanted them to lose so he could wash his hands of it. So there wouldn't be a political ramification if American servicemen got killed like there were in Afghanistan or Americans in general. But the bottom line is this. People, hundreds of thousands of people are dying. And these are innocent people, and they're Christians, and they're Jews,
yes,
and they're like us.
Yes, and you and I agree on that, absolutely, that those
are the people that are being hurt. Yeah, we can't sit there and watch it happen, absolutely. And that's exactly what the world did in World War II.
Right.
When 6 million Jews and others went to gas chambers and ovens, Franklin Roosevelt kept the information from the American people. He was not the person he's cracked up to be. Even the Holocaust Museum admits that in Washington, D.C., you know, he didn't want to waste bombs because he didn't want to waste bombs on Jews, gypsies, and retarded people and others that were going to their death in gas chambers. We cannot allow that to happen again.
Larry, I agree with you that I know many Chabad and others that are doing amazing work helping and saving Ukrainians. The only thing I would encourage or I would say, and then we can finish up with the Third Constitutional Congress. What a fascinating conversation is this. The propaganda that's pointing the finger and saying Putin is Hitler, Hitler is Putin, Putin is Hitler, and anything else that you believe is being done by the same people that lied to us about COVID, same people, they're all marching in goose step once again. And so I think it is important. The people that are pointing fingers are the people that have been lying to us all along. So who's to blame for this? I'm not saying Putin's a good guy. I would never stick up for him. But as Kissinger, who is also a globalist elitist, it's a pity they all couldn't lose so that the peasants, the people who are just trying to live their own life, could be left alone. And that's what, as you point out,
I don't believe a word the government says. Yeah. It was Ronald Reagan who said, what's the scariest word in the English language?
I'm from the government.
I'm here to help you. Right. I don't believe what they say, but the bottom line is this. Oh. There's a Holocaust underway right now. And Biden has allowed it to happen. You know, this half-hearted support. It's not a question of supporting.
He telegraphed the war weeks before it happened. I mean, they wanted this war, regardless of what we see. And most of it, as Laura on Fox, I forget her last name. What an amazing
Ingram.
Reporter she is. No. Laura, not Loomer, Logan. Laura Logan, she is doing amazing work.
Actually, she was fired from Fox. They've told you that. But that doesn't mean she's a good reporter.
Again?
Yes, she was fired. Well, did they bring her back?
I just saw an interview of hers talking about Ukraine, and she said she has never seen the level of propaganda that is being employed with this war. And who's to blame and drumming up sympathy in order for them to do their next big thing. We unfortunately have to be circumspect about everything. Let me ask you this and let you finish up here because you just do amazing work. And I love that neither of us.
I'm not dissing Trump. I'm saying that we need some fresh blood and he's got too much baggage right now.
Yeah, but I would just say that, and I don't know what's going to happen either, that anybody would have baggage with people who have smeared an entire country as racist. If Mother Teresa were running with an R after her name, she would be smeared as a racist. And that is just the way they play the game today. So
of course,
to switch
of course.
Horses is to ignore the fact that they would smear anyone that gets in their way. And that's why they smeared Trump as much as they did, because he actually did what he said he was going
to
do.
And they do the same thing to me. I can't tell you how many defamation cases I have against the left. I'm just simply saying is that you have somebody down there, and I don't know if he's for real or not right now.
Right.
But it seems to be that DeSantis, you know, does stuff and doesn't go out of his way, excuse the French, to piss people off in doing it.
Let's just hope that we have even a modicum of an honest election so that people can make their voices heard on that front. Going back to the Third Constitutional Congress, I was going to ask you this, and we only have a couple minutes left. I apologize for this shortened time frame here. Sure. With force being used so brazenly, how is it that people can just declare we want a new government when people are being forced to take a jab they don't want? So
because
how do you square those two?
There comes a time, and let's use the Ukrainian example now. Is that that's maybe an extreme example, but when your life is in danger and you're backed up against a wall, then you'll do whatever you can to defend yourself. The American people, this is the subtitle of my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America, they're asleep at the switch. You know, I've got people in my own family that are retired that say, Larry, you know, they got a lot of money, not directly related to me, but, you know, through other family members. Why don't you just retire, Larry? Don't aggravate yourself. You're going to get a heart attack or stroke or whatever. You know, go off and play golf or tennis or whatever. And the fact is, this country's destroyed. I mean, our kids and grandkids are going to be living in a hellhole. They already are. And, you know, we ran through it briefly earlier, just how they've destroyed this country. So if you care about your kids and grandkids, then you've got to do something and be prepared to defend yourself. And that's why we have Second Amendment rights. If they come after us, defend yourself and arm yourself to the hilt, as our founding fathers did. And that's why we have a Second Amendment. We will not be moving on the government. We will simply be declaring a new government because we have a right to do so. That's our God-given right. And if they wish...
Larry Klayman, we got it. We're running out of time. Tell everybody how they can find you, follow you, and participate in this Third Constitutional Congress. And thanks so much for your
go
time.
Go to Freedom Watch. Thank you, and I appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
FreedomWatchUSA.org. You can get my book there. It Takes a Counter-Revolution, and join our Citizens Justice League.
Gutsy, courageous, and articulate. Larry Klayman, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. That about does it for us on this bumpy little road to free speech. Karen Cataline, I'll see you on Thursday for another edition of Spouting Off. Stay tuned, stay strong, speak out.